So Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph Mevos Seh. V'tam ki ha-mitzvah hazos. The Pasuk ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavecha hayom lo nifleishu mimecho v'lo v'cho kohi. So what this mitzvah, which is not hidden, which is not distant, so what does that refer to? V'tam ki ha-mitzvah hazos ha-kol ha-toh kula. That's the pshat that Rashi and others, you find in Chazal as well, that pshat. V'hanachon, says the Ramban, ki al kol ha-Torah yomar kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. When the Torah is being referenced, so the Lashon mitzvah hazos has the sense of a particular mitzvah, a specific mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvah has the sense of mitzvah as a sort of a collective noun. And here the phrase is not kol ha-mitzvah, it's only mitzvah. And therefore the Ramban thinks that the pshuto shel mikra is aval ha-mitzvah hazos al ha-tshuva ha-nizkeres. It's referring to the tshuva which has been mentioned, right? Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, right? The aforementioned mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, the aforementioned mitzvah. So where has it been mentioned? We'll just first read through once and then try to process a little bit. So earlier in Pasuk Aleph, V'hayach yivoh alecha kol advama ila habracha v'haklala, asher nasati lefanecha, v'hashevosa elevavecha, v'chol agoyim asher hidichacha Hashem lakecha shama, Pasuk Beis, v'shavta ad Hashem lakecha v'shamata v'kala. So ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, the aforementioned mitzvah, is referring back to the two phrases that Ramban says, v'hashevosa elevavecha and v'shavta. Mitzvah, Sheyitzava osam lasos came. V'hashevosa and v'shavta connote an imperative. I v'nem v'loshen habeinoni. So why doesn't it say shuv or shuvu? Why does it say v'shavta, which is just a regular second person, not the tzivoy? Lirmos v'havtocha ki osed hadov aliyos came. So in general, again, v'shavta v'hashevosa is ova with a vava hipoch. So in Mele it's future. So we're talking about the future. The future tense, but what we call the future tense in Lashon HaKodesh, so its primary sense is just that, is future. But it also has a sense of something the person is supposed to do. Something that, where in English we'd say, you should do, you ought to do. So in, or they should do, they ought to do, they must do. So in Lashon HaKodesh, that's also a second sense of the future, right? In Psukah Dezimra, Yehallelu Hashem Hashem, Ki Nisgav Shema Levado, it's not that they will, but they should. They're supposed to, right? And that's how we, right, quote the Pasuk by Hachzor Sefer Torah, right? The Yehallelu Hashem Hashem is parallel to the Gadlu Lashamiti when at the Hotzah Sefer Torah. It has the sense of what should be done, not what will be done. It's like that in Lashon Chachamim also, when the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia that Shnayim Ochsev and Talas, right? Zeromer Animitzasia, Zeromer Animitzasia. So the din is Yachlokos. What happened? So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yaduach HaKadosh. He saw, what are they going to do? Yachlokos. No, he's telling him what they're supposed to do. He's not telling him what they will do. He's telling him what they're supposed to do, right? Yachlokos. So the what we call the future also, secondarily, has the sense of something that's supposed to happen. So that's what the Ramban says. So when the Torah wants to both give us a haftocha or foretell the future as to what will be, and simultaneously also impose a tzivoy, so then the Torah says it, not the Belashan tzivoy, but rather Belashan Beinoni with, again, what we would call the regular future, because that has both meanings. Ramban says the same, he has the same idea back in Parsha Shoftim, by mitzvahs minui melech, kisavo lo arta she'Hashem lokecha nosein loch, v'yishto v'yoshavto ba, v'amarto asimu alay melech k'chol ha'goyim asher sviv'osai. Som tosim alech ha'melech asher yivcha Hashem lokecha ba. So it's a machlokes tanoim in the second parak of Sanhedrin, whether minoy melech is mitzvah, or whether minoy melech is rishos. So when you look at the psukim, you certainly understand where the view of minoy melech rishos comes from. It sounds like you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you will, of your own initiative, you'll say, Va'amarta, Asim Alay Melech, okay, no, you want to do it. So, Som Tosim Alach Melech. So, the Psukim Takas seem to read that way. We Paskin, our own Paskin, that Minoy Melech is mitzvah, not Rishos. So, why did the Torah say it this way? So, the Ramban says the same word over here. Because the Torah is simultaneously telling us two things. It's telling us that there's a chi of a minoy melech, but it's also telling us how, with Shaul, how it's going to unfold the first time that there will be a minoy melech. That the way it's going to unfold is what you're going to say is, va'amarta, so on the one hand, yes, it's a simple future. Again, past with a vava hipuch. It's a simple future of a simoy melech, and you're going to say it, the way you're going to say it is, k'chol ha'goyim asher sviv'osai. Simultaneously, it's also a mitzvah because, again, the future has that sense in Lashon HaKodesh also. And therefore, it also means and translates as emor. It's a mitzvah that you should say, Asim Alay Melech, not Kechol HaGoyim Asher Svivosa. That's only part of the Nevuah La'osid. Okay, so the Ramban has this idea there as well. V'hatam loma ki miyen idach l'cha b'kteh ha'shamoyim you may be scattered all over to the ends of the earth, and you may be subjugated, but you're still in a position to do tshuva. There are no props that are needed. Okay. Now, let's try to understand a little bit. So again, the Ramban says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos refers to tshuva, ha-mitzvah ha-niskaros of tshuva. Where was tshuva mentioned earlier, that ha-mitzvah hazos, the aforementioned mitzvah? So the Ramban actually mentions two phrases. He doesn't only mention the phrase of v'shavta from Pasuk Beis, he also mentions the v'hashevosa from Pasuk Aleph. Right? You see that, Rabbi Osai? That the Ramban wrote so compactly that you almost need to have in front of you so you can look at it again and again and again and again. It takes 20 times to begin to scratch the surface of what he's saying. So if you take a look inside in the Lashon Ramban, V'hanochon ki al kol ha-torah yom ha-kol ha-mitzvah, aval ha-mitzvah hazos al ha-tshuva ha-nizkeres, ki v'hashevosa el ha-vavecha, Vishavta ad Hashem lokecha mitzvah sheyitzavus and lasos kein. So the Ramban clearly is saying that there are two phrases earlier in the psukim which already presented mitzvah's tshuva, not only vishavta from pasuk beis, but vahashevosa pasuk aleph. Okay, so vishavta of pasuk beis, we understand what that means and represents. And mandates in terms of tshuva. What's v'hashevosa el vavecha? We just haven't said what just perish amilos in the phrase v'hashevosa el vavecha. V'hashevosa, we'll call it is a transitive verb. Let's say you have back in Parshas Vayeshanan. Right, we say it in the line, right? V'yadata hayom v'hashevos al vavecha ki Hashem hu alokim v'hashamayim mimah v'alot v'tachas enot. So v'hashevos al vavecha b'moshev el halev, heart, mind. What are you moshev al halev ki Hashem hu alokim v'hashamayim mimah v'alot v'tachas enot. So v'hashevos is transitive. And what you're being moshiv in that passing of Vayeshanan, and again the Torah spells out Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. So what is it that's the object of Vahashevosa in our pasuk? So again, v'hoyach yavo alecha perek lamed pasuk aleph, v'hoyach yavo alecha kol hadvarim eila habracha v'haklala, asher nasati lefanecha, v'hashevosa ele v'avecha b'chol agoyim asher hidichacha Hashem lokecha shama. So just the simple pshat is, the v'hashevosa ele v'avecha are the dvarim ha'ela shebo'u alecha, right? V'hoyach yavo alecha hadvarim eila habracha v'haklala. So then, those dvarim ha'ela v'hashevos al vavecha. What does it mean v'hashevos al vavecha? What does it mean? So again, let's go back to the pasuk of Vayeshanan. V'yadata hayom v'hashevos al vavecha ki Hashem hu elokim v'hashamayim mimah aval ha'aretz mitachas einod. So apparently, sometimes at least, yediyah it isn't used in the most, I don't know, profound sense of grasp and understanding. That yediyah sometimes connotes sort of an initial understanding. And v'hashevosa, because that's the flow, right? V'yadata hayom, but go beyond that. Right? Go beyond the v'yadata hayom to v'hashevosa levavecha. So what does v'hashevosa levavecha mean? So v'hashevosa levavecha means to, let's say, a person can be taught Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then a person can deepen his understanding of that knowledge which was imparted to him by his bonunus, through his bonunus. And that's what v'yadata hayom v'hashevosa levavecha, and then be mizbonen in a way that which you knew in a more perfunctory way is misyashev al halev. And the Ramban has, if you take a look at the Ramban on Anochi in Aseres Hadibros, so the Ramban writes on Anochi Hashem Lekech, the Ramban says yore v'yitzave sheyedu v'yaminu. And then goes on to explicate, to flesh out what everything that's compressed into Hashem Elokecha. So there too, and the something beyond the yediyah, right? Yedu v'yamin, right? We the way we use the terms, it should have been in the opposite sequence. But again, yedu can and sometimes means sort of an initial, more, I don't know, surface level yediyah. And that's what the Torah says, v'yadata yom ha'shevos al vavecha. And that's sort of what the Ramban is reflecting when he says in Anochi, yedu v'yaminu. So the Chari here, so let's come back to our pasuk. V'hayuch yavo alecha kol hadvarim eila habracha v'haklala, asher nasati lefanecha v'ha'shevos al vavecha. So a person knows what's transpired. He knows what's happened in his lifetime. Maybe he knows a little bit about history. So he sort of knows on the surface what has happened. So the Torah comes and says, v'hashevosa levavecha. The klala has materialized. So you have to be misbonein in understanding al me'ov de'oretz. Mechori ha'af ha'godol hazeh. The perfunctory knowledge of what happened isn't adequate, but the Torah says v'hashevosa levavecha. The v'hashevosa levavecha then will be ma'orah to v'shavta ad Hashem alakecha. Or in other words, what the psukim say here, the way the Ramban is explaining, maybe the Divrei HaKol, maybe that's just the Pshutel Shel Mikra, but the Ramban is revealing it to us, is a yesod that we find in the Rishonim explicitly, we find in Chazal explicitly, that Tzora is a mechayev in Cheshban HaNefesh, and then the next stage is in Tshuva. And that's what it means. V'ayich yavoh alecha kol advar ma'ele avocha v'akol asher nesati lefonecha v'ashevosa levavecha. Don't just sort of let it wash off you. No, v'ashevosa levavecha. You have to be misbonein until you have a deeper grasp of what happened, what triggered it, what's the catalyst. Mech chori ha'af ha'godol hazeh, al me'ov avda ha'oretz. Tzora is a mechayev in that. And then the first stage is the cheshban ha-nefesh, the pishpush v'masim, and then that then leads to the next stage of v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha. You have in, if someone's able to get on the computer, if you have in Rabbi Yonan, Shari Tshuva, in Hashar Hasheni, I think it's called Haderach Harishon. Rabbi Yonah in Shar Sheni says that there are six either occasions or times or stages of life. He calls them Darkei Hasivos, which should awaken and arouse a person to do tshuva. And the first of the six is Haderech. It's Ha'alef. I don't know if it's Achas or Echad. Derech is one of those words which is both Zohar and the Kevah. So I don't know. Kashya Timtzana Es Ha'ish Tzoros. When a person is visited by Tzoros, Rachman al-Itzlan, Yashav al-Libo, notice the Lashon, right? Yashav al-Libo, Vashav al-Zavavacha. Yashav al-Libo v'yomar, Ein ze ki im drachav u'ma'alola, Vashav osu elalo. Be misbonein, Yashav al-Libo. Be misbonein, don't just sort of experience it and let it pass by superficially. Yoshev aliba v'yoma ein zekim drachuvu ma'alola v'asha osu elalo v'chato of olalu l'nafsho, and it's his sins which have brought this upon him. V'yoshev al Hashem b'yirachamehu. Ke'inyan sh'ne'emar umtza'uhu ra'os rabos v'ra'os v'omer b'yom ha'hu Hello, Alki Ein Elokai V'Kivim Mitzuni Avel Sa'ele, and then he's marich on this.
Is the Ramban also saying that the Hashivos is going on the bracha as well, not just the Kala?
Yes and no. No, in the sense that when he's talking about Tshuva, he's not focused on that, but yes, l'chora, in terms of the pshat and the pasuk that he's saying, l'chora, that's also the case. That yes, yes, I think that is very much the case. Which actually segues. Maybe we'll just give the Maramokum for today, and maybe you can try to. bring in a copy for tomorrow, and we'll look at it together in this slot. If you take a look in the beginning of Kol Dodi Dofek, in footnote 3. So the footnote begins, Hakesher ben Tzora l'tshuva. So maybe we'll pick up with this tomorrow in the next session.